Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. To mark World AIDS Day, a local nonprofit is helping tell the stories of lives lost to the virus.
AIDS continues to affect people. There are still people who are becoming infected. There are still people who don't know how to reach out for support.
Parts of a world-famous quilt honoring people who've died of AIDS are visiting Kern County today. We will learn more in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Community members in Stockton are reeling after Saturday's mass shooting at a kid's birthday party that left four people dead and 11 others wounded. Among the victims, three children, just 8, 9, and 14 years old. A 21-year-old man was also killed. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Department is leading the investigation and says the attack appears to have been targeted. Stockton Mayor Christina Fugazi is calling it a pure act of terrorism.
Families should be together instead of at the hospital, standing next to their loved one, praying that they survive.
Faith leaders gathered Sunday for a prayer vigil, urging residents to support one another and speak up. Pastor Pam Houston of God's Church, City of David, was among those calling for unity and action.
It's not snitching. Tell the truth. Tell what you see, and it will change our communities.
Investigators are asking anyone with information or video from the scene to come forward. A reward of up to $50,000 is being offered by the Sheriff's Office and the FBI for tips leading to an arrest of those responsible. Bakersfield just closed out its third wettest November in history. Nearly 2.5 inches of rain fell last month. That's more than four times the historical monthly average. Bakersfield's wettest winters took place in 1960 and 1905. It's also Thule fog season, and the South Valley has seen nearly a week of clouds and fog. Forecasters say the gray pattern will continue, though today is bringing some sunshine. A court has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a local agricultural giant. As KVPR's Carrie Klein reports, the lawsuit centers around farm workers' efforts to unionize.
A state law passed in 2023 makes it easier for farm workers to join unions. But the Wonderful Company filed a lawsuit last year alleging that law is unconstitutional. Wonderful produces pistachios, Halo's oranges, and Fiji water. The lawsuit came after workers at a grape nursery in Wasco owned by the company unionized. The company alleges those farm workers were tricked into joining the union, but the union claims the company tried to intimidate workers out of unionizing. Now, our newsroom partner CalMatters reports three judges in a Fresno appeals court dismissed Wonderful's lawsuit. That leaves the unionization law in place. Meanwhile, Wonderful has shuttered its Wasco grape nursery. For KVPR News, I'm Carrie Klein.
Fresno State's men's basketball team returned to the Celand Arena this weekend for the first time in almost 20 years. The historic venue in downtown Fresno was once the heart of Bulldog basketball. The one-time return to Celand game was held to honor the history the program built there under coaches Boyd Grant and Jerry Tarkanian. Since 2009, the team's home has been the Save Mart Center. Fans packed the arena on Sunday, only to witness the Bulldogs lose to CSU Bakersfield 76-71.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the members of KVPR. Join at $8 or more per month and access ad-free NPR podcasts through NPR Plus. Give now at kvpr.org/donate.
And now to our main story. The U.S. has commemorated World AIDS Day every December 1st since 1988. But this year, the Trump administration pulled back, directing federal employees to refrain from publicly promoting it. But that's not stopping Audrey Chavez from honoring her brother and all the other people who've died of AIDS. Audrey founded the Bakersfield AIDS Project and Ricky's Retreat in the 1990s. They offer HIV education and outreach, as well as hospice care for people with AIDS. HIV is a virus that weakens the immune system over time, and AIDS is the most advanced stage of HIV. When Audrey founded her organization, AIDS was typically a death sentence. But now, 30 years later, there's been tremendous medical advancement, including preventative medicines like PrEP and long-term treatment for those who test positive for HIV. This year, Audrey and the Arts Council of Kern are presenting a one-day exhibition of 8 special panels from the AIDS Memorial Quilt. The quilt is considered the largest community arts project in history, with a total of 50,000 panels. I spoke with Audrey about the special display, and she starts by explaining how the AIDS Memorial Quilt began.
The AIDS Memorial Quilt was started by Cleve Jones. He is the founder of the AIDS Memorial Quilt, and he is located in San Francisco. And when there was, I believe it was in 1985, there was quite a number of deaths that were happening from AIDS. And so December 1st, they began to host one of the first candlelight vigils in response to that. And what they did is they wrote the names of their loved ones onto placards, and they taped them to the federal building where they had gathered. And standing back and looking at all of the names that were there, Cleve felt that it looked like a quilt. And so the next year they began putting together AIDS quilt panels in loving memory of their friends and family members and partners and loved ones and people in the community that had died from AIDS. Each of these, though, are 3 feet by 6 feet, which is the same size as a gravesite. It is a powerful reminder of the humanity behind the statistics that these individuals are people, and that needs to not be forgotten. And so Cleve Jones started this and had no idea that it would become one of the largest art exhibits in the world, providing a voice to AIDS, a reminder of the human toll, a reminder of the importance of supporting people who are living with AIDS, and then also a powerful tool of prevention. It's amazing.
Now, your organization, the Bakersfield AIDS Project and Ricky's Retreat, has partnered with some other groups to help display 8 sections of the quilt, and they're going to be shown today at the Arts Council of Kern Gallery. They'll also be shown at a few high schools. This was your first time helping display portions of the quilt since 2019, I believe. So what made you want to help bring this display back?
Well, you know, it is important. It's one of the most important things that Bakersfield AIDS Project has been doing since 1993, when we began as a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization, a grassroots organization. And so, you know, being able to provide that human face, that local story of how AIDS affects everyone is very powerful. And when the youth see that this person attended Shafter High School, this person attended East High School, this person also was involved in drama, or this person shares the same birthday or the same faith, or is someone who doesn't believe in God, but who has a powerful message. And so it is very, very diverse, just like our student population, our youth population. And when they see these, it is a reminder. We often get youth who ask us, you know, where can I get tested, or who will tell me, you know, one time we had a student that said, you know, I have never told anyone this, but I am someone who is living with AIDS. You know, the response is powerful, and it is striking, and it is important.
One of the quilt sections that will be displayed is one for your brother, Ricky R. Montoya, and his quilt includes one of his t-shirts and a picture, his gloves. I would love if you could share a little bit about your brother's story.
Yes, well, Ricky is my older brother. He's 10 years older than me. And, you know, we grew up in Shafter and graduated from Shafter High. And, you know, mom always provided a place for us to be able to gather Saturdays. As a family, we were very, very close. Mm-hmm. And one day after, you know, we had all grown up and graduated and stuff, Ricky had come and he had, he just was, it was like around this time, it was in November, December, and he had lost weight. He had a cold that he couldn't shake, and he just wasn't doing good. And we took him to the hospital, and they ran some tests on him, and it was there that they said that he had PCP, which is an AIDS-defining illness. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most common AIDS-defining illnesses that there are. And so he was very, very sick. So that is how we, as a family, learned about what AIDS was, learned about the stigma related to it, because back then, even the medical providers were hesitant and different in his room.
And when and, was this, Audrey?
This was in 1990 that he was diagnosed.
Okay.
And so anyway, he taught us the humanity behind the statistics. He was an amazing individual. On his panel, there is a beautiful dress shirt that he sewed, that is a burgundy colored dress shirt that he wore to my oldest niece's graduation. And there is also a hospital bracelet representing the many times in and out of the hospital since he was diagnosed, and his passport, because he loved to travel, and now he would be traveling through the AIDS Memorial Quilt.
All these years after Ricky's death, I'm just curious what seeing his quilt sort of evokes in you.
Well, much emotion, mm-hmm. you know. It brings back the memories of the day that he passed. You know, we had him at home. He was there at my home in hospice stages. I was a 26-year-old, and I had to learn to shut my brother's eyes and to prepare his body for when the mortuary came to pick him up. And all I could remember was telling them not to zip up the body bag and to let him feel refreshed from his fight, that he was my brother and that I loved him very much. You know, AIDS continues to affect people. There are still people who are becoming infected. There are still people who don't know how to reach out for support. There are still people who are hurt by policies and by laws, such as those that affect our transgender population, those who affect people who are people of color, those that are oppressive to women who need to take care of their sexual health but are shamed for it. So when I see Ricky come home, when I seen his quilt arrive, I felt a love and a humbleness of something sacred mm-hmm. coming home to speak, to reunite with our families, to share his voice with others and with all the other local families, because each of those eight sections have local families represented. I made sure to ask for people who are from our area to come home, because we miss them. We will never forget them. We pledge to remember, to never forget, to stand in support and to advocate, and to give people a peek into the sacredness of their lives. And we stand in global solidarity this World AIDS Day and every day.
Audrey Chavez, founder of the Bakersfield AIDS Project and Ricky's Retreat, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone. Keep the hope, keep the light, and remember to remember their names.
Today, December 2nd, sections of the AIDS Memorial Quilt will be displayed at the Arts Council of Kern Gallery from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The quilt sections will also make stops at Highland High School and Miramonte High School in Bakersfield later this week. And you can learn more about the AIDS Memorial Quilt by going to AIDSmemorial.org. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.